Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We bring you the greatest podcast in a one-block radius. We're the 8-Bit Geek, and this is episode 131. My name is Jeremy, and I attempt to put on a good show every week, but with me are the two men I wish I could be. Doug? Oh, wait. Hold on, I'm just you're Doug.
You're just like straight up reading.
Yeah.
It's me, Doug!
It's me, Kevin! I'm Kevin!
No, I'm Kevin!
No, I'm Kevin!
I'm Kevin, and I like to gobble up the penis.
It's funny because he can't defend himself because he's not here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. I'm right here. Yeah, so don't fuck with me.
I like how he's turned into Mr. Hanky.
Yeah.
Howdy ho!
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. It smells like shit. Wait, where is Kevin this week?
He's at a concert, isn't he?
I don't fucking know.
He took the week off to go to a concert, which we already told him don't feel bad because Doug's going to be gone for like 4 weeks.
Yeah. But it was just one of like, because he's like, I'm going to go to a concert. And then like, he's doing something with him tomorrow night. Because I was like, oh, we can just record on Tuesday. And he was like, oh, no, I'm going to go with them to see Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So he's got Straight Outta Compton, but then he's also got I think the concert's name is Straight Outta Compton as well. He's going to be double thugged out.
Yeah, man. And then I saw something on Facebook, like, he's going to go to, like, see them again, I guess, on Wednesday or some shit. It was like...
Oh, really?
What are you...
No, well, fuck those friends. What about us?
At first, he must know them or something. I don't know.
At first, I was sympathetic, but now I'm not. Now I'm pissed off.
I have no idea. I just remember being like, I thought you were seeing them on Monday. But maybe it's... Maybe... I don't know. I have no idea.
He's busy. You're busy. You're about to have a baby.
Yeah. Any day now.
When is she due? Any day now?
Next Wednesday is the actual due date.
Okay, good. So, like, in the middle of the podcast, she's not going to be like, we got to go, because you would have to tell her that she's going to have to wait.
You're going to have to labor for like another hour.
because we got to finish this show.
Yeah, you guys got to hold that kid in. Just hold him in.
And then I, this weekend, have a con to go to.
Oh, yeah? Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Oh, shit.
It starts this Friday, and the con is at my house.
Yep.
It is called Quarter
Con. Sexy Con. What?
Oh. Man Con.
Oh, did you change the name of it?
Yeah. Penis in a Pool Con.
There you go.
It's just me and my friends. We get together, and we started this 3 years ago, and I can't believe that all of our wives and girlfriends have agreed to it 3 years in a row. Essentially, we kick them all out. They go hang out by themselves, and it's man weekend. We land it up, bring all the computers over. We even have a tournament and a trophy. I got to send you the picture. I just got it today.
It's nice.
It's friggin' it's huge. Yeah. And I'm going to text you my trophy. It's huge. You got to see this thing. 22 inches of hard mahogany.
Christ. Fake gold.
Yeah, I spray painted. It's spray painted.
Jesus. Wait, what tournament? What type of tournament do you do?
So essentially we play drinking games as well. So like we'll play Heroes of the Storm, and if your character dies, you have to take a shot. And then we're also playing Worms Armageddon. And so that is based on, so you get points based on kills. That used to be the drinking game, but everyone got way too drunk on year one from it because you get four players.
Yeah.
And if three of those go out, you're done. Like, you're just like, well, here's three shots. I'm done.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what else are we playing? We're playing, we had to have a first person shooter, but there isn't, not everybody has the same game. So we play, so we picked out Gotham, Imposters. And so that's a free to play first person shooter. So we're playing that. We're also playing, Rocket League, and nice. We're playing,
I have that one.
We're playing a racing game. We're playing, oh, what else are we playing? I just sent over the list of games and I don't have my phone on me. Yeah, I do. So this one guy, shout out to Spivey, he's an avid listener, he is actually bringing over a treat called Smurf Piss. It's blue in nature and,
yeah,
and it comes in a radiator bottle. Yeah, it's very highly questionable, but it is tasty, and it will get you drunk. And then we spend the weekend doing amazing things, like for breakfast we'll get like a 5-pound breakfast burrito. Then for lunch we're going to do the Philly Shack, which all the ingredients are shipped in from Philadelphia, and it's of course Philly's. And then we will do pizza and then Chinese food. It's just a wonderful weekend. I look forward to it every year.
Yeah.
So that's that. And we may even get a picture or two of Doug gracing us with his presence.
All depends on whether or not my wife goes into labor. So.
Bring her too. She can have.
Ooh, and if I have to work this weekend. Oh, shit.
She can have a baby right here.
Kind of forgot that. I think we're supposed to work this weekend because classes start on Monday.
Oh, yeah. That stinks.
But that's a maybe. Like, that was a couple of weeks ago that my boss was talking about, and he hasn't said anything since, so.
I don't know.
Oh, we're also playing Mortal Kombat X and Rocket League, Heroes of the Storm, Dungeon Defenders 2, racing game, first-person shooter game, Worms. And then that's generally, we play those at nighttime, and those get to, and during the day, like on Saturday, it's kind of, you know, we'll play stuff together, but you'll also, oh, and there's a major rule. This is a major, major rule. If you leave your computer unlocked, you will return to a big fat cock.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the tagline. If you leave your computer unlocked, you'll come back to a big giant cock. That started year one, and it's a tradition. I have a little story for you.
All right.
You've met Jeff Tabor. We went to the...
Yeah, I know. Like, he's going to only be playing, like...
Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
He suggested that. I was going to
say League of Legends or some shit the entire time.
Well, he went to the bathroom, and everyone was wrapping up last year. And he was like, hey, can you shut down my computer? Can you just, you know, unplug it for me, Jeremy? And I was like, oh, sure, no problem. Well, he didn't shut it down, and so I took this as a great opportunity to find the biggest cock I could, and I plastered that on his background, and then I shut his computer down. Well, a fun thing is that Tabor has a 55-inch TV on his wall above his computer screen that he plugs his computer into as well. So he watches his Netflix above him while he works on his computer screen below. So he gets home and he turns on his computer and all of a sudden I get a text, you motherfucker. There's a 55-inch penis on his wall.
Oh,
so it's good.
That's times. Great. Yeah. We used to do that. I used to live in an apartment with some friends and it was kind of the same thing. Like even if your computer was in your room, if it was on and you were not there, someone would fuck with you. So like I left my computer logged on, someone like, you know, like just had like, what was it, meat spin essentially on loop.
Oh, no.
On my computer. Yeah, it's like fuck me. So I found out who did it. It was one of my roommates and he went to work one day and he left his computer on, so I went in there and I found a bestiality website.
Oh no.
And I screen capped it and I set it as his background and removed the icons. So he gets back and there's just these chicks being fucked by horses and stuff on his, but he thinks it's the window, so he's trying to shut his the window and he can't hit the X.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you just hear him like, what the fuck, close this shit, close it, and he turns computer off. And he turns it back on. He's like, God damn it, what the fuck? Like, yeah, man.
Can't figure that out.
Yeah. I think eventually he was like, oh, son of a bitch.
That's fine. I always like that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Katie's not into it.
Into bestiality?
Into leaving or fucking with each other's computers.
She's like, leave my shit alone.
Yeah. I also have too many computers. And I leave them on all the time. So,
oh, yeah. You're open for attack. That's straight up. You have like two in your office, one out in the living room.
Yeah.
Some way you're getting fucked with. Then you have a tablet.
Yep.
And then the way that Windows works now, everything is synced. Oh my God. How amazing would that be if you could sync your backgrounds all to everywhere, and like you go into work and forget, and you're just like, what the fuck?
That would happen because they are all synced. My computer over there, my Surface, and my work laptop are all synced together. So that would happen.
Yeah, the file's right here on Doug's computer. Let me just get it. Oh.
Oh, we're giving people ideas.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Before we get into the news and stuff, if you enjoy our little talks here, you can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on Audio Boom, which is our host and our friends, and they love us and we love them. And ask us questions. We'll answer them on the show as well. So give us feedback, all that good stuff. The other thing that you can do for us, I know we mention it every week. We're going to continue to mention it because of the fact that you can give one measly dollar a month. That's the very least that you can do. Or you can give $100 a month. It doesn't matter. You can go to patreon.com. You can find the link on our website. You can give to us. And guess what? We're giving back. Okay, you can get some really cool stuff for supporting us. You can get longer extended shows, and we give a little stuff in there in between. You know, we'll post some free games on there and everything like that. But only if you give. You got to give to get the goods.
That's right.
And this weekend, before we get into the news and everything, we have a misconnection. But I also wanted to talk a little bit before we get into that. This is kind of off topic. It's not really, it's just geeky. So, and we don't have like a geeky news section, you know, but, mm-hmm. Disney, this thing, my God, man, was it D23? So
yep.
This D thing is really becoming like a Comic Con in itself.
It really is. And it's kind of aggravating me in a way because I went to Star Wars Celebration. And, you know, all things Star Wars, got a new Star Wars movie coming out. Mm-hmm. Was like, this is going to be fucking huge. And then I feel like they've announced more at, like, Comic-Con and then D23 than they did at their own goddamn Star Wars convention.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think that D23 is, I mean, Marvel pulled out of Comic-Con, but they were at D23. So I think D23 is the only place that you're going to get this kind of news here from now on. At least that's my opinion. At least that's the way it's looking.
And I think Celebration is technically I don't think it's owned by Lucasfilm or Disney. I think it is a fan thing. I think they invite them to come and they show what they want to show. So it's not their own thing. So I can understand why maybe they wouldn't do all this huge announcements and stuff at the convention. But at the same time, like, man, like, come on. Like, you didn't know this was happening 3 months ago? Come on.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to see here who is... That's a good question. I'd like to see who owns it.
I think technically it's the same people who do New York Comic Con, because while we were at New York Comic Con, there was, like, things for it all over the place.
Really?
So whatever company that is. I don't know.
It says Lucasfilm's love letter to fans, though.
Maybe it is. I have no fucking clue.
Maybe some. Oh, who's the organizer? Let's see. Is produced by Lucasfilm in cooperation with Reed Pop.
Reed Pop is the one who did New York Comic Con.
Okay, so it is owned by Lucasfilm, and then Reed Pop actually puts it together.
I'm curious if Reed Pop maybe started it or whoever did, and because Reed Pop's kind of like Fan Expo, like, you know, it's a company that puts on conventions. it makes me wonder if, like, maybe originally it was just a fan convention that Lucasfilm then got very involved in. Because this was, like, the seventh one, so...
If you know the history of Celebration, let us know so that way we can we're not just shooting the shit.
Okay? Yeah, I have no idea. It was a lot of fun, but I'm just curious again why Disney wouldn't. Yeah. You know, because again, what we're about to talk about is something they very well could have announced at Celebration.
Yeah, but they saved it. They and Marvel saved all their shit too.
Yep.
So you got a lot of good stuff out of Marvel. You saw. They gave you a trailer, kind of a trailer, as a sneak peek of the new Captain America film. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, man, Captain America seems to be a stronger set of films than even Iron Man, the Iron Man series. Like, holy shit, yep. Dude. Like, really strong. And then Disney's gigantic news is that Disneyland and Disney World will receive Star Wars Land.
Yeah, I hope they call it something else.
For real. Can we please? It is like the largest...
Star Wars Land.
It is the largest expansion in the history of the park. So it's going to be pretty awesome. So, there's two major attractions that you're going to be able to see. It includes an epic Star Wars adventure that puts you in the middle of the climax battle between First Order and the Resistance. You also get to fly the Millennium Falcon, and that's fucking awesome. There's going to be a real cantina there, and everybody that works there, you will not see. You'll possibly see human beings, but they're all dressed as aliens. Like they're trying to take you into the actual Star Wars world when you get there. So everybody's dressed up, everybody's in costume. You're going to have a fucking amazing time.
And is it supposed to be like a new planet, like area? Like it's not supposed to be something that we've ever seen before in like the movies and stuff. And then I guess to kind of make it more, I don't know. That way you don't have, I guess like, well, this isn't what Hoth is like.
Yeah.
I guess sort of expectations, you know? So it's just kind of like, this is just what it is. This is just another one of the planets out there. And I'm really curious. And I hope this isn't a spoiler in one of the things the quotes you read, bold emphasis is R, as they say, and they think the new lands at Disneyland include an epic Star Wars adventure that puts you in the middle of the climatic battle between the First Order and the Resistance. We know that the First Order is the Imperial side of the new movie.
Yeah,
are they now the Resistance instead of the Rebels?
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be.
Fuck me, man. What happened to the New Republic? God damn it. 40 years later, and we're still fighting this fucking fight.
Shit. That's crazy. And I think it's pretty... Spoiler. It's fucking 14 acres, dude. They're putting it on.
It's pretty awesome.
That's so awesome.
I want to know how you're supposed to fly the Millennium Falcon.
I'm going to say it's a simulator.
That's my guess, too. Kind of like Star Tours.
Yeah, but it actually gives you the controls. Kind of, or maybe, you know what? It could be a massive VR. Like, this thing isn't planned to launch anytime soon. So, this thing, I believe, isn't coming until, like, let's see. I think they have a date somewhere. I can't see it, but I think like it's
2019, something. I'm guessing.
It's a far... 20 what?
19?
Ooh, I thought it was something like 2020, 2025, somewhere in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
not. Doesn't seem like them.
Hold on, let me see. You talk for a minute.
I don't know what to talk about. We're all looking for the same information.
Star Wars Land launch date.
They may not have even pulled out.
Let's see, all your questions. What attractions? What to build?
I just feel like you would have to almost have this out while the franchise is still fresh in everyone's mind. And I know we're getting a movie like every other year for the Star Wars franchise, so it's over by 2019.
Star Wars Land is not... Okay, the answer is Potter. The first shovel is not expected to go underground until 2017. A year after Wizarding World opens for business, Disneyland needed a stopgate solution that would address the Potter problem now, preferably before the Wizarding World opens. Blah, blah, blah. So, let's see. How long does it... It probably takes about the construction. golly, man, I don't fucking know. When will it open? Okay, here we go. 2019 unveiling. So you're spot on.
Yeah, I was like, you've got it. You've almost, if you waited 2020, I can understand, but like 2025, like at that point, I mean, I know they're saying we'll have a new Star Wars movie every year until 2021 or some shit like that, but I don't know. I feel like if you wait too long, like, yeah, they need to be busting ground soon.
And I didn't, you know, my mindset is like, oh, it takes 10 years to build this thing. Nope, just 18 months.
Yeah, no, it's not that long.
Yeah. I am going back. I'm going to go back to California to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Because I wants to do that. And
yeah, fuck Florida.
It's too much walking. Just give me a fucking small park. I'm good. But the concept art on this stuff looks really neat. So really cool stuff. Anyways, every week we like to put one of our friends through some love connections in Misconnections. Now, if you're new to the show, I want to put this out there. Everything that Sean reads is 100% real from Craigslist. And I don't think that we really put that across in our past podcasts, but I want them every week to make sure that our listeners know that we're not making this stuff up. This stuff is actually from Craigslist.
Yeah, we started it. We were just finding stuff from like Comic Cons and stuff. And obviously, as the year goes on, there's less and they get more spaced out. During the summer, there's like one every weekend. Mm-hmm. But we try to find like some of the nerdiest ones, because the nerd, like, just the ones from Comic Cons and stuff are sometimes just the best, because dudes are already pretty nervous about going up to chicks, and somehow they bring that with them on the internet. And it's amazing.
I'd even go as far to say magical. It's pretty magical.
Yeah.
So, anywho, let's get ready for that, and let's get Sean in the building as we play this little intro.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Oh, hello, fellas.
There's just me today.
Oh.
But I also...
Where the fuck is Kevin?
Kevin is...
It doesn't matter. He just stepped on my game. Fuck him.
What I find curious is the same dilemma that Batman, people who know Batman finds curious, or even Superman. You and Doug are never in the same room at the same time.
That is true.
Yeah, very, very strange. Anywho, take it away. Let's not read too much into that.
Pizza and wine. High class, quote unquote. Male for women. 13th and Olive is the location in which we met. I met three beautiful women last night. You look like you were having fun. You were dressed very provocatively, so I wonder, was there something more that you wanted than pizza? If so, I will deliver every time. Winky face. Respond with the type of wine you ladies were drinking, and I'll know it's you. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Short but sweet today.
Just right to the fucking point.
So essentially you were just asking them if they wanted a meat pie.
Yep. If they wanted some extra Italian sausage.
Or some, maybe a little bit of, is it Italian sausage or is it like a Slim Jim?
It's a big fat Italian sausage.
Okay.
Red hot.
Not a pepperoni, not a Slim Jim, and sausage.
Correct.
So like it's a mini sausage or?
Yeah, it's like the ones that you put in like pork and beans. Little Vienna sausages. But they don't need to know that. It's the biggest sausage you will ever eat.
Well, I don't want it.
No.
Stop.
It's not what I heard earlier. Earlier I heard that you guys were talking about dicks. 55-inch dicks.
You're not allowed to listen in on the monitor anymore. Never. Ever, Gavin. Oh, bring Doug back. I need him.
It's your turn, fatty.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's fucked up. All right. Get out.
I like that you have a... I wanted that conversation to keep going.
No, he just left.
Because...
He knew it was over.
It's funny how... when you talk to yourself in an empty room.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's definitely two of us here. Well, except now he left.
We're definitely talking movie news.
Yep.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
Most likely not.
To scroll past like the 1,000 like concept art photos and that article from the Star Wars stuff. Like, hold on, I'll get there.
They released a couple photos. First of all, holy fuck, we got to see Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And
I think I texted that. When did I text you guys that? What, like,
oh, no. I texted you that, and then you said,
That's right. Who did I text it to? I texted someone else. But yeah, that, I remember on the show, because Kevin was streaming, and you sent that to us, and I was like, fuck yeah. And like, he was streaming now, he's on Twitch, and he was like, oh, what a cool looking action figure, and then kept playing his game. I'm in the chat like, not a fucking action figure.
That, I was like, oh my god.
Oh. He was like, oh, I thought he was an action figure. It was not. It was actually Mark Hamill. Oh,
it's Mark, man. Come on, it's Luke Skywalker. He looked pretty badass. Another photo that got released was a Rogue One photo, and I gotta tell you, these they're not fucking around. They're making some movies, and this, wow, everyone looks pretty badass.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know what they're doing, but they look badass.
Yeah, they're all just kind of standing around, but they all look really cool. I'm so curious about all of this, because again, this is like the Rebels. This is the Rebels stealing the plans for the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious.
That's the concept.
There's that part in the movie, in the, like the first one, they talk about like how all these Bothans gave up their lives to steal the plans, so I'm curious if we'll ever actually see any Bothans.
Mm. You know what's interesting is that it looks like another woman is like the lead here. Like, she's taken front and center. And very interesting Star Wars kind of stuff going on, because in the trailers, another woman takes front and center as well. In the Star Wars Episode 7 trailer.
Oh, yeah, Daisy Ridley, who's playing...
So very, very interesting that they're going with some strong women leads here, which I kind of like. I like it. Switch it up.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, Princess Leia was a phenomenal, like, you know, she was like a strong woman character.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of sexed her up in the last one. They made her, you know, wear the metal bikini and stuff. But then, like, Natalie Portman's character was kind of a wuss.
She was Listen, she looked hot in that wonderful white suit that she had on, very Princess Leia-ish.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was a complete mess. Like, she was very dependent on...
Their whole relationship was... I mean, with so bad writing, but also just, yeah, like, it was super unhealthy. Like,
yeah, for real.
It was not a normal, healthy relationship.
I'm in love with a 20-year-old, and I'm 40. And I think he was like 16 still when she was all like, oh, Annie, just put it in my butt.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. How will you know? They didn't show that part. They didn't show him getting it on.
Was he like 19? She was, okay, so he's 9 in the first movie and she's 14 in the first movie.
Oh,
like,
that's how
old they're supposed to be. So he's 19 in the second movie,
she
and she's 24.
She looks so goddamn old in the first movie.
What's that?
She looks so goddamn old. Like in the Phantom Menace, she still looked like she was like fucking 20.
Yeah, she was in real life, I think, only like 16. And she was playing like a 15, 14-year-old.
What?
Which is kind of ridiculous, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Natalie Portman?
She's pretty young.
No, she's 34.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God. Hold on. Wait. Phantom Menace came out in 99, so she was 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy shit. You've got to be kidding me. I'm so old.
I think
old.
She was 10. She was like, but she was like 17 when they filmed it. I remember that because it was, I remember like when she turned like 8 or around that time being like, wait, how old is she? She does not look that old in that movie.
Holy fuck, man.
Yeah.
I am so, that really makes me sad because I remember her. God, where do I remember her from?
Leon the Professional?
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. And then Mars Attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Mars Attacks, yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Why is my computer trying? I gotta end the show. Natalie fucking Portman.
Showstopper.
We also got some...
Nothing. I was just gonna close it out and just say, yeah, I'm excited that they're having more strong female characters. I'm really curious to see what they're gonna do with Rogue One, with Felicity Jones playing the lead in this. I'm excited.
It's gonna be cool. We also got some cool Pixar stuff coming out of D23.
Holy shit, man. Holy shit.
I am so worried about Toy Story 4, but it was announced. Everybody signed back on. Now, let me tell you why I'm worried. I'm not worried that it's not going to be a perfect, like, great film. I am worried that the way that they ended the third one was the perfect ending to end everything and never see it again. Like, I was so satisfied with that ending that I would have been happy to go the rest of my life not seeing another Toy Story movie. That's how good the ending was. And now to bring it back, I just hope it lives up.
Yeah, I think it's one of those. I remember after Toy Story 3, you know, yeah, agreeing, like being like, okay, they could very well end it here. And I think their reason, or not, I don't know if it's their reasoning, but one of the reasons why they're bringing it back, aside from it being like their most popular franchise, it's just
they have a good story to tell.
They have a good story to tell, but also like Andy is done.
Yeah,
Andy's story is now done, which is that it's almost symbolic. Like us who grew up watching the movie back in 93, 94 when it first came out, that was, you know, a lot of us were in our late 20s when that came out, mid to late 20s. So, and now, and at the end of that movie, he gave the toys to the little girl, and it's almost like now we're passing these movies on to our kids. So now they're gonna like almost revamp it in a way where it's like, okay, you're done. Well, let's do it again, but for a younger audience or newer audience.
They did announce that this will have nothing to do with kids. Like there will be no interactions with kids. It is an adventure for Woody and for Buzz. And they're going to go find Bo Peep.
Yep. It's being written by Rashida Jones, mm-hmm. From like Parks and Rec, as well as like The Office and stuff. She's been on a ton of stuff. I'm really excited because they're saying it's going to be like a romantic comedy, but like obviously a kid's movie. So I'm really curious how this whole thing is going to play out.
Yeah. They also showed a picture of Dorothy. Finding Dorothy. I mean, Finding Dora. What the fuck?
Finding Dory?
Dory. Dora. Dorothy. Dora. Dairy. Dumbass yep. me.
There was a motion poster, I guess, was at the convention center. And it was just her like swimming. And it was like, she just kept swimming. Swimming, swimming. Or whatever. You know, whatever. Her little, you know, just keep swimming, swimming. So it's like her. And then they announced some of the cast for that. And I don't remember like anybody that was announced. But I think like her parents are supposed to be, like Dory's parents are somehow supposed to be in it. And I think Marlin and
You got
to
bring them
Nemo.
Back. You got to bring Nemo. Yeah. You got to bring Nemo's going to be like 35 though in this.
Unless it takes place immediately after.
Nah, it's real world time. They're going to be 35 and he's going to be an alcoholic because of everything he's been through.
Yeah. Fuck my gimp arm, Dad.
Yeah. He's like, this has not been a fucking gift, Dad. This has been a curse.
Yeah. You got Mom killed. It's your fault. Yeah. Glug,
glug, glug. Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah. If you had to let her die, I would have this fucked up fed.
if you weren't such a pussy.
Oh my God.
You should have fought the fish, Dad.
Jesus.
That's where the story, that happens in the first 5 minutes of the story.
And then the rest of the story is Marlon trying to find Dory because he's just like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
He's like, oh my God, I got to get laid. Where's Dory?
Yeah, I got to start a new family. Fuck this kid. Oh, man. And then they also announced Incredibles 2.
Which everyone's been waiting for because that was an incredible movie.
Yeah, like 11 years ago or some shit. It was so long ago.
I often think about that movie and relate to my own life.
Oh, yeah?
Sitting in that crammed office, my big belly hanging out.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Now that you mention it.
Oh, shit.
Fuck me.
There is a cool TV show that I'm really super excited about. NBC, kind of killing it lately. They just ordered... Actually, no, they're not. I was thinking ABC with the Muppets and... NBC just ordered Powerless, which is their, here's the quote from Slash Film, "The Office plus superpowers." How can that be a bad concept?
I don't know, but it'll find a way. It'll NBC. It's going to get canned.
If it doesn't, it'll get canned. Kind of like how almost Supergirl might be, because it seems that CBS, is kind of nervous, or else why the fuck would they be saying this? The chairman of CBS, Supergirl will have a bigger, broader audience than Gotham.
I just don't see it, man. Like, I watched the pilot. It was good, but it wasn't great. I mean, and I guess after watching the first season of Gotham, you could say the same thing. But, like,
at least Gotham
people
had
like
really...
Batman.
Yeah, and Gotham had some characters that you actually... got your, you know, you sunk your teeth into, and they captured you, and the performances were pretty great. Supergirl seems like an ongoing, and I'm sorry if anyone gets offended by this, it just seems like an ongoing chick flick that just never stops. Like when I watched, I don't know, you watched the entire pilot. I watched like the 10-minute trailer, and I was like, oh my God, I am literally watching a romantic comedy in real time, like in on a TV show. Like I was like, holy shit. How was the pilot?
The pilot wasn't bad. It really, honestly, I mean, it was my problem with the pilot wasn't anything about it being like a chick flick or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Cause I don't necessarily think that it was. I think the problem was is that it was a pilot. You know what I mean? Like it was, they're trying to sell the studio on this idea. And so there's a lot happening in a pilot episode where it's like, yeah, you could spend a solid half a season on that story arc that you just crammed into 5 minutes. Getting the suit. Like, I understand you want to get her in the suit as fast as possible. It doesn't need to be an episode. And it definitely doesn't need to be like Devil Wears Prada shit. You know what I mean? Like, and that's another thing. I don't read Supergirl. I don't read Superman. I don't give a shit for either of those characters. I don't really care for like the Jor-El family or whatever they're called.
El Niños.
Yeah, the El Niños. I don't give a shit about them.
So then you're voting for Donald Trump then?
I'm totally not voting for Donald Trump. But it's just, I don't know. It's hard to relate to this character because one, she's an alien, and two, because she's indestructible. And so that's the problem with Superman too, is that like, you can't fucking kill this guy. Like, what? I don't understand what's to like about him. And that's how I feel about her. Whereas like Oliver Queen or the Flash or, you know, Constantine or all these other characters, Gotham, all these other shows, you can relate to them to some degree. I mean, like Oliver is like a rich pretty boy, I mean, but he's a human who could die.
But Supergirl's got all these problems. Like she's trying to, you know, impress her boss and get her coffee and, you know, all right. She's got no, okay. She could pretty much do anything she wants.
Yeah. And some other stuff in the pilot episode, like, okay, they explain how she's older technically than Superman, But how she's also younger, like, than, and also younger than him.
Because she was, because she
was older when she was sent away, but then she got lost in, like, the Phantom Zone or whatever.
How the fuck she'd find her way out?
Her ship did, the ship that she was on. It just, when Krypton exploded, it, like, it blasted her off track, and she, I don't know what the fuck happened. Anyways.
Earth.
But it doesn't explain, like, how Superman knows that they're related. Like, it makes sense that she would know, because she would know him when she got to, when she got to Earth. When she sees him flying around, she's like, oh, shit. But for herself, like, how does he know? Because obviously he knows. Because they hint at it. Like, it's just, there are some flaws like that that I didn't care for. But again, it was a pilot episode that they could spend a whole season fleshing all that out if they decided to. So...
Constantine is coming to the Arrow in season 4, which is awesome.
Yeah, Constantine, which I believe was NBC and I believe got canceled.
Fuck NBC.
I think it actually, I believe it did. I don't remember ever hearing that for sure. I think it got canceled, but I think it's being eyed to be picked up by the CW, which explains why they're bringing Constantine and the actor who played him, Matt Ryan, into season 4 of Arrow. Sweet. And apparently his whole demonology
shit's gonna get dark.
And apparently that's going to... rumor is that's why how they're going to bring Sarah Lance back.
Nice.
Is that he may, like, resurrect her.
Hmm.
Which is dope.
That would be. Let's see. One last thing is that Harry Potter 18 has started filming.
Yep. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them started filming today, actually.
Yay!
Today.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone's listening and has never seen a Harry Potter, this is not a new Harry Potter movie. It's just set in the Harry Potter world.
That's right. It's like Rogue One. It's a Star Wars movie, but it's not a Star Wars movie.
Right.
In the way that we know them.
It's a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
It's a Harry Potter movie set in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Magic and fucking ships.
Yeah.
In space. Oh. Did we just create a new movie?
I think we did.
Oh my god.
I think it's called Dune.
Or Ready Player One.
Yep.
Every week we like to take a look at the top box office, run them down, look at the numbers, and make fun of the movies that did terrible.
So let's do it.
Let's do that right now. Coming number 5 is The Gift, and it's the movie that is not giving any gifts to anybody because it only made $6 million in its second week, making 23.59. Coming in at number 4 is the Fantastic Bloge, making 8.1 million for a total of 42 million in its second week. Holy shit,
that
dude
is rough.
Very
in
rough.
2 weeks, it has not made what Ant-Man made in its first.
And I complained about Ant-Man only making 42 million in its first.
Yeah,
week.
See. See?
Fuck.
I told you not to worry about that movie. It almost made the top 5. It was just shy of making it to number 5.
Number 3 is a movie I actually want to see, although it kind of flew under the radar. Superman Becomes an Uncle in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., making $13 million in its first week. Number 2 is Mission Impossible, with a 65-year-old man seems to be able to do stunts that I can't do at 34, making $17 million for a total of $138 million.
He's not 65.
He's 55.
Okay. No way.
Yeah, he's like...
Is he really?
No, I think he's 50.
Oof. At 50, I believe. Like, 55, he was like, oh, there's no way.
Tom Cruise is... His age...
73.
Yeah, he's 70. Oh, he's, listen, man, there's a lot
immortal
that, yeah, he's a vampire. He's a real life
Scientologist is what he is.
He is 53. Yeah.
Shit.
It kind of puts things in perspective to where you're like, I am so fat.
I am going to die before I'm 53. if I continue on this path.
If I do not change my lifestyle, I am a goner.
I will be lucky if I make it to next week.
Oh, don't say that. You're having a baby.
Oh.
Don't make her a single mom already. What the hell? Number one, a whole bunch of white people are getting black this week.
Oh,
straight
Jesus.
Out of Compton, making $60 million in week one. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, man.
Straight out of Compton!
I didn't see it, but I hear it's good.
So, did you see it?
No, I just said I didn't see it.
Sorry. I didn't see it either, if it makes you feel better.
You know who is going to see it?
Me, Kevin.
That's right, Kevin. It's you.
I know.
You're gonna go see it tomorrow.
It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I have a box to open, and it's a middle finger inside. Gotta go.
Oh. All right, see you, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's tonight? Actually, this is what's surprising that he's not at. I think, and then SummerSlam tonight?
No, I think those ones always take place on a Sunday. Isn't it? I think all those WWE things are on a weekend. But I could be wrong.
But Raw has been on Monday nights.
Right, but SummerSlam is a pay-per-view event, so they always
do it.
Yeah, they do pay-per-view on Sundays. So
then, you know what? It may be end of the month. It may not be this soon.
It's on the 23rd. So.
What day is that?
Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You're right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. This Sunday, right. Check out the monster madness that you call WWE, where the Undertaker will take on the badass motherfucker John Cena in a no-holds-bar special event with the Arrow and Faggot Dust.
But what? What did you call him? Sega Dust?
I went gay. I said faggot. I'm sorry.
Did you say?
I didn't mean to offend
Sega
anyone.
Dick?
Say, went to Sega Dick.
You know, we could do the rest of the show in our radio voices, and Kevin couldn't stop us.
That's right. Oh my god. You know what? You can also just say dick a bunch and like there's nothing you can do about it.
He could hit the stop button.
Oh shit.
He's like, "Well, I was listening until gaming."
Yeah, let's just talk about games.
Yeah.
Dick announces Dick Fantasy Dick Online for so, PS Dick.
Dick announces Dick Star Dick 2 for the PS Dick.
Guillermo Dick Toro is done making video dicks.
A portable dick machine is launching in quarter four 2016.
Oh, if he doesn't think it's funny, I sure as fuck do. Holy Christ. Windows dicks can disable your pirated dicks. This is gonna be 5 minutes of us laughing. Oh shit, okay, we're done.
Roll the credits.
Yeah. Oh god.
Oh. Oh my goodness. I want a section of the show every week to read like that every time.
That's like the very end. Just, all right, now it's time for dick news. Yeah. Just go back
just
and read the headlines
everything
with dick.
With dicks. Dick Story 4 sends Dick and Dick in search of Dick.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
NBC.
It's funny because the Dick Story 4 sends Buzz and Woody. Oh, yeah. It already sound like dick names.
Fuck, I should have just kept it. Oh, here we go. Ready? NBC orders dicks, which is basically The Office plus dicks.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck, that's funny.
Okay, so let's that's good. All right, so Sega announced that Phantasy Star Online 2 is headed for the PS4. Unfortunately, it's coming to PS4 in Japan of next year, which is really frustrating because they're actually localizing it for English, and yet they still don't announce a Western release, which is really fucking pissing me off. I sat there on the Sega Dreamcast every night of pretty much my 17, my later teenage years. I could have been getting so much ass, and yet I was playing Phantasy Star Online. And I've been waiting for the sequel ever since the Sega Dreamcast died. I've never gotten it, and now it's out. It got released in 2012. I still can't fucking play it. I even tried to play the Japan version. So here's a little fun story. Ryan, which is one of our great listeners, got in contact with me. We started talking about it over Steam. And so I started installing all these files. I started installing the game. But then you have to run through a VPN in order to attach to the server. And then you download all these converted files to make everything into English. I spent two nights putting this thing together, and it never launched. And I wasted so much time on it. That's how much I want to play this game. And that's how much I want them to fucking announce that they're finally bringing it to the West.
Well, looks like I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer.
I will.
I'm sorry.
But instead of that, I'll play Nathan Drake and be like, Uncharted, bitch.
That's right. That comes out next month, or October.
October 9th.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of the trailer? Did it convince you to almost get a PS4?
I mean, yeah, I'll probably end up getting one at some point this year. For sure. I just don't know when. I mean, I also have a kid coming, so it's kind of one of those, I have to kind of be responsible with my money now. But
charge it to the
Christmas
game.
Is coming, so
well, that's true. You could always ask. You could always ask work for one. Say it's for work related.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
Okay, well, it's worth a shot. Del Toro says that he's done making video games because, well, he's soaked a couple years of his life away into them, and he believes that he's a curse. He doesn't believe. That he'll work it anymore because he doesn't feel like like he wants to make another company go under. So he worked with THQ on a game called Insane back in 2012. So that got pulled. And then he was working with Konami on Silent Hills, which was supposed to be fucking amazing. And we all know what happened with that. So.
Yeah, man, it's... That's such a bummer. Silent Hills would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been. I just don't understand how I would have you never can put so much hype into a game, see the amazing fan reaction for a game that you're about to release, have all this stuff, and then just be like, no, we're not making it.
But, well, you got rid of the creator of it.
Well, I know, but it's just one of those... But fuck him, he's gone. It's still your title. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, so there is a portable Steam machine launching. At first this was a concept and we didn't really know anything about it. It was called the Steam Boy. Well, now there's a new name and it fucking sucks. The name is called the Smash Zero.
Smash?
The Smash Zero.
Why Smash?
I don't know. Why
Steam? Why Steam Zero? Machine Zero. Steam Machine Smash.
That's fucking dumb.
Oh, that's so dead. That sounds like Snatch. That is the worst name you could ever possibly give.
What happened to Steam Boy? Like, that was a great name.
That one, they may have faced legal repercussions.
Yeah, let's see. It's going to be in the fourth quarter next year, which in time for the 2016 holiday. That's way too long. It should come out sooner, especially given the fact that it's over a year and 4 months away, and they're already releasing... the stats specs. On this thing, the specs, and a lot changes in a year.
Yeah, like, okay, 4 gigabytes of RAM, which okay, on a handheld awesome. Device is pretty, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But in a year, 4 gigs, you could easily make that like 8.
Yeah.
Things like double all the time, and 32 gigs of internal storage, which
not
I don't know
enough.
What game you're going to play on that.
Not, this is definitely going to be for the mid-range, the lower to mid-range games. Definitely not anything high, but I mean, I would love to play Mortal Kombat 10 mobile, but with 32 gigs of internal storage, that game is 34 gigs.
Unless you're able to stream to it somehow.
Yeah, you can stream you can stream it to it. It's got a 720p touchscreen. It's got optional 4G. It's also got an HDMI out, so you could hook it up to a TV and play. And how big is the screen? I don't even see it here.
Five inch
screen, which seems a bit small. It could be.
It's about the size of like my iPhone.
Is that 5 inch or is it 5.7?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
You're right. I think it's a 5.7. I think like the iPhone, the 5 or whatever, was a 5, and it went to 5.7 or 6.7.
But I don't know, man. It's kind of lackluster in those specs, in my opinion, of course. But for they're asking $300 for it.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Obviously, you can play some pretty badass games on it, but by that time, I'm pretty sure Steam is going to say, hey, our app on iPhone and on Android and on Windows, you can stream now to all those devices.
Or something. Yeah. Like, there'll be an equivalent.
I mean, they're already perfecting it with the Steam Stick.
Yeah.
Essentially. For $60, you can stream it to your TV. Hello.
Yeah, and just, yeah, I agree. The stats just don't sell me on it. And it's something that's coming out a year from now. Like I'm already looking at the stats for it, even like the processor and stuff that's in it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, meh.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it's a whole handheld thing because, you know, but...
I want a handheld because I have so many games. I mean, we both do.
There are some like games I feel it would be great for it. Like Guacamelee would be so much fun on that sort of handheld device, mm-hmm. where you could just kick back and play. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like there's so many games that are coming out that won't be able to run it because of those specs.
Yeah,
that's my problem.
So I don't know, man. Although I am looking at the Steam machine, and it's pretty damn good here. Like, you can buy one of these cyber ones that they just announced for $1,400. My budget was $1,500 for my new gaming system, and it's got a GTX 980 and 16 Ooh. Gigs of RAM and an i7. Ooh. The only thing is, I'm planning out a new rig, and the whole point of this new rig is I want to go to DDR4. And for $1,500, I can do all that. But I do have to sacrifice the video card from a 980, NVIDIA 980, to a 970, which isn't
970s bad. are just as good. They don't let anyone tell you that they're not, because they are.
So that's
at least right now.
So, but yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm thinking that my machine will get built here in October.
So, that'd be awesome.
And it will have Windows 10 on it, and I will not be pirating any games. Do you see that fucking transition? Damn, I'm good. Pat myself on the back.
Windows 10 can disable your pirated games.
Isn't that crazy? I don't think I've pirated a game since I was poor and single, living in an apartment. So I don't have anything to worry about, but if you...
I don't think I've ever pirated a game. Games are like the one thing that I just... Where we go? I don't think I've ever pirated. It's just... they're too expensive to buy. I didn't buy a CD. Like, chances are I probably would have, or will, or did, you know, after downloading. Same thing with a movie. I don't really download movies, but... games when they're $60, it's different.
Yeah, you're definitely taking money out of the pocket of the developer. And
yeah, and you know, I want them to make more. And like, yeah, that's, I guess, how I feel. But like, I know music that sucks too, but I don't know, as a musician,
as a
sold music on iTunes and stuff,
but
like,
here's the deal. Like, music has changed so much now, and I'm not condoning it or anything like that, but it used to be that the label would get all the money. They would fuck the artist right up front anyways. And so you would just say, well, fuck them, and I'm going to download this fucking album. Now with streaming, it's all... I mean, shit, man. Streaming has really kind of killed and curbed the appetite to steal. Because now for $10 a month, you get everything you've ever wanted, and you don't have to download it and organize your own collection.
Yeah, so that's kind of the same thing with all these streaming services now, too. Like, I mean, with like Netflix and Hulu and stuff where...
But that's still, I mean, Game of Thrones is still the number one pirated thing out there. But we'll see how that's affected with HBO Go. I mean, Next or Stay or Go or Play or whatever the fuck the name is.
Now?
Exactly.
I think that they said that they didn't see a huge drop this first year, but it also just launched right before Game of Thrones came out, so it's like maybe we're not going to see a huge, because not everybody's got the service yet, but maybe within like next year they may see a decline in the number of people downloading, with because so many people, more people by that time will have Go or Now.
God,
but yeah,
wow, I'm just reading this too. The when you sign, oh my God, Microsoft Services EULA gives Microsoft permission to scan your Windows 10 machine for pirated software and remove it from your system. But not only that, they also now have the power and permission, because of the EULA that you agree to, they can kill drivers to unauthorized gaming hardware, like third-party controllers with turbo switches and added benefits.
Holy shit.
So, oh my God. And I'm guessing that they're doing this because of the fact that they're really pushing for this whole synergy thing with Windows 10 and Xbox. And at some point, you are going to be able to use a keyboard and mouse with Gears of War. And I think they don't want people to have an unfair advantage.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
So, I don't think it's anything evil, but I do think that it's just to level the playing field when you're playing multiplayer games with people on the Xbox.
I just think it's interesting, like, the fact that, I mean, I've got a friend who does torrent games all the time, and it's one of those where, you know, we're always like, oh, it's on sale on Steam for, like, $2, and he's like, oh, I've already downloaded it. Like, I pirated it. And it's just one of those, like, where... I don't know, you know, like, dude, you may not be able to do that anymore. And I kind of like it because it's one of those, like,
you know tell him
I can't play games with you on Steam because you have the game, but you don't have it through Steam or something. So I can't play the same game with you because you're not on the fucking Steam servers because you're not on Steam.
You pirated a game. You know what you need to do is you need to just tell him about Windows 10, but never mention that, and just be like, oh my God, Windows 10 is so fucking awesome and amazing. You need to download it. And then he downloads it, and then everything becomes fucking just gone. And he's like, what the fuck?
I'm curious. I know he listens to the show, so he probably knows who I'm talking about.
Never mind. And you should not do that to a friend.
Well, I'm just curious if he's already downloaded Windows 10 and if he's had any issues. So, hey, man, what's really funny is that
he's probably starting to sweat now. He's going to be like, fuck. I've got to encrypt my drives.
Yeah, or something. And I don't know, maybe the pirated versions he found, I don't know, maybe he somehow found one that doesn't, I don't know, that isn't, I don't know, who knows, one with good serial numbers or some shit. I don't know how that fucking works.
Me neither.
I've never torrented a game before.
Alright, so that's that. Do you want to do something like, I don't know, talk about stuff that we played or anything?
Sure.
All right.
Don't sound so down.
Are you watching closely?
Doug.
Yeah.
Doug. My addiction has stopped. I've not played Skyforge in a week.
Yeah, you did a review and you're like, fuck, I'm done.
I did a review and, well, no, I have to build a website. So that's what I'm in the middle of. And so I haven't been able to, I had to take a step back because I was like, I got to get this fucking website done. And I had to put down the fucking mouse and keyboard. So I haven't played that. But what I have played is I've played a little bit of, I've been playing, getting ready for some competition. I just purchased Mortal Kombat 10, and I've been going through the story on that. I am thoroughly impressed, sir, with the story mode in that game. I didn't think that they would bring it. They fucking brought it.
Interesting.
And the gameplay is ridiculously fun. It really made me remember how much I loved the game growing up. Fantastic game. I'm just really enjoying it. I would definitely rate it very highly. And
I like what I saw at the Comic Palooza when we went to that competition that one night.
Dude, and I have to almost look away during the fatalities. I get really grossed out. I'm like, oh my god, this is maybe too far. I was like, I didn't think this could happen. But at first, I was, because you know all the fatalities were kind of funny and stuff when you watched them growing up.
Yeah,
and I don't know what has changed, maybe, but now looking, maybe it's the graphics are just so good.
Yeah,
when you see a heart dangling from a man's chest cavity and blood dripping down, you're just like, oh. I
didn't mean to do that. Someone grab a band name.
Wrap him up. Wrap him up. Please don't die on me.
Like, oh, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But very fun game. I've also been playing a lot of Rocket League. Been playing with a buddy. It almost makes me want to join a Rocket League online league. They have a single player league. But I'd love to play an online league with people and actually be like, oh, I'm fucking 12-1. Obviously, that would be flipped around. Oh, fuck, I'm 1-12. But yeah. It'd be a lot of fun.
I've thoroughly enjoyed that. I've been playing it on I haven't played it in a while, but I played it on, I got on Steam.
They just did the update, and I've been playing the update and stuff. And so the new arena is pretty kick-ass. And then they've got some new cars. I'm actually thinking about downloading for $3.99. So not a bad deal.
Yeah.
What about you, sir?
Oh, let's see. I think the only thing that I guess that I've really done.
Oh, and I've been playing with myself, so. My dick.
What? Oh, Jesus. Of course. Continue. I've been playing the Talos Principle.
Oh, yeah. I watched you a little bit. I couldn't watch very long, but it did look pretty fun.
Yeah, it's like... It's kind of like Portal, you know, like complete the puzzles to move on sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Graphically, it looks really good. The story is kind of weird. You're like a robot and you're like sentient or becoming sentient. Like you're like becoming like self-aware and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the there's a god, I guess, who's like telling you what, you know, like the voice in the sky sort of thing. But he's kind of like, I don't know. It's really bizarre. It's more like, are you real or am I on a computer program? Like, what the fuck is happening right now?
So you're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. So that it's been really fun. And it's just a nice game just to, like, kind of just play and just solve the puzzles, you know. And just, I've been playing so much Ark where, like, you constantly are having to do shit. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, it never ends. It's kind of nice to be able to play a game and literally just go, like, stop game, you know, exit game, and then just be able to walk away without having to worry about being trampled on by dinosaurs. And then what else? I'm trying to think if there's anything I've been, like, watching, but I don't know, I got all caught up on everything. Watched True Detective last week. Been watching Ballers. Have you been watching Ballers on HBO?
Fuck, I love that show.
Dude, it's been really good, and I'm really excited for the season finale because it's been really good. I'm really curious to see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And because so far, I mean, it's been funny and kind of lighthearted. I'm really curious what they're going to do to kind of like make you want to watch again next season.
I just see you right now. You're like, man, if football was really like this, if this is what they showed every week, every Sunday, I'd be a huge football fan. I'd love the NFL.
It's been, I love the cast in it. I think the cast has been like one of the best parts. Like one of my favorite people who's on the show, and he's got a pretty, I don't want to say a minor role, the Dulé Hill, who plays the GM for the Dolphins.
Mm.
And like this is, I don't know if you watched last night's episode.
No, don't ruin it for me. I have to watch it.
It's just, he's so funny. Like, but without intentionally being funny, because he was on the West Wing as Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was also on, oh, fuck. Why did I just lose that show? The one about the psychic detective that was funny.
Mm.
It was on USA.
Psychic detective?
No, what was it called? He wasn't really a psychic. Psych! Oh, my God. It's in the fucking word I kept saying. And as Gus, he's just such a funny actor. So it's funny to see him like more serious role, but like, I don't know. This is really good. And The Rock's been really good, surprisingly.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, it's been a fantastic show. The only problem I have with HBO shows is that they don't last long enough. Like, there's only like 10 episodes in this season. Same thing with fucking Silicon Valley. Like, I want a full like 23 episode season.
Yeah, because they do the 8 episodes and they're off for a year.
Yeah, man, it's
fucking... You're like,
and the problem is these are only fucking 30 minutes long. If there was an hour long, we could talk. But shit, man, you're ruining me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, it's like the almost like the British way of doing television. I mean, that's very much how, like, Doctor Who is typically a little bit longer, like 14 episodes. But with Sherlock, 3 episodes a season. I mean, yeah, they're an hour and a half each, so essentially they're making 3 movies every year. But, like, 2 years between seasons? Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. It's such a good show. It just sucks that it's so long in between.
And then you have those idiots who go, you know what? I really like the show, but I'm going to wait 10 years for it to be done so that way I can watch it all together.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well. So you're going to have 8 episodes to watch.
What if you die before that?
Yeah, that'd suck.
Yeah.
You don't get my biggest fear in life right now is dying before December.
Dude.
Not because I'm about to have a kid.
Dude.
Because what if I don't get to see Star Wars?
Dude. That is my... I have been saying that to myself. I go, what a fucking life. Like, I'm like... I'm sitting here not worried about taking care of myself, but I'm like, please, God, keep me alive so I can see Star Wars. And I did that with the Batman movies, too.
Yeah.
I was just... like, please let me live. Please let me live.
Yeah. That was terrible. But I had a friend a couple years ago who passed away, and I wondered that, like, just this, he's missing Star Wars, like, and he has no idea, like, that sucks so bad.
Oh man,
you know, unless somehow there is, you know, when you pass away, you've somehow, your spirit lingers on Earth and you do get to see Star Wars, like, I don't understand. Or maybe it's just already out in heaven. Maybe, who knows, man?
Maybe you can make a deal with God and be like, listen, I will give you eternity of gratefulness and worship if I could just see every Star Wars movie when it comes out. It's like, get your ass back in your house. You're not seeing that.
But please,
please.
It's the one thing on that earth that I loved.
And he pulls up. He pulls up your internet history and he goes, are you sure?
Man, look how much of that is Star Wars.
It said Star Wars porn next to everything.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh. Huh.
All right, you get a pass.
Yeah. What about your wife and kids? Well, fuck them. Star Wars.
You can see them or you can see Star Wars.
Ooh. Oh, Star Wars. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Gotta, I'll see them in a few years.
Yeah, when they get here, I'll see them then.
This has got to be a skit.
I think that's pretty reasonable. Yeah, like, I mean, you can either go back to Earth and visit your family, or you can go back to Earth and see all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, man.
Star Wars. Yeah, no, I'm not missing that. I'll see my family when they die.
Like, listen, I got 100 years to wait for them. I mean, you know, Star Wars are going to pop out every 2 years. I got to see those.
Yeah, that's right. Oh.
Shit. Well, that's our show, everybody. I hope that you liked it. Please follow us. Please interact with us. We are lonely men on the internet.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to start streaming more on Twitch.
I'm going to try as well. I'm not very... Now, I do not have a problem, and I think everybody can attest to this that listen to the show. I don't have a problem talking my ass off on the show.
Because, you have to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I get to talk to somebody. I don't know how to have an internal conversation. I see so many people do it, and it's so funny. And they, like, even I went over to my buddy's house the other day, and we're playing Madden together, and he's jumping off the couch, and he's like, run, 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 get in the end zone because your mouth is on fire. Like, I'm like, fuck, that's commentary that I just can't do. Like, I sat there and scored a touchdown, and I looked over him and I went, that's seven. I don't know. And like, so when I play these games online, all I can think of is being immersed in the content that I'm playing and not really conversating about it to myself, because I go to myself, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. But that's all I could probably talk about. So I'm trying to get better. That's my whole point, is yeah. I'm going to try to stream more.
Well, that's why like, I was texting you guys early this week, like, hey, you guys want to play something tonight? Because like, I want to stream, but yeah, I got to talk to somebody. And mm-hmm. I read just about like, you know, starting off streaming and stuff and using Twitch and whatnot. They're like, just call a friend on Skype and just talk to them. Because you talking to somebody will make whatever you're playing more interesting. Because even if you're not necessarily talking about the game, just because people like listening to people talk about stuff. Like, so just be on a Skype call and just talk about whatever.
We could even try to do an extra episode while streaming. Like, just BSing.
Yeah, and actually make it, like, a live... I mean, because then people can actually watch it while we record it, or not even record it.
Yeah.
Or record it.
Well, very cool. Well, we got some cool things going on. Look out for that. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Kevin.
Oh, man, I should have kept it going. It was perfect. And I'm Kevin. I like how we change him. And now he's. Yeah.
And I'm Kevin.
He's going to be so mad. Oh, my God.
And I'm Kevin, and I want to talk about.